Okay, so I just want to recap what we had yesterday, and hopefully by the time we're done with the Chazara, more people will be able to come in. So just to recap, we had a discussion in the Gemara, it's Machlokas amongst the Amoraim, whether there is a din of Kiddush b'makom Seuda. The way the Gemara phrases it is Ein Kiddush ela b'makom Seuda, that you can only have Kiddush b'makom Seuda. Right, so we had a discussion what constitutes Kiddush b'makom Seuda. There was a machlokes between Tosfos and the Gaonim. Tosfos suggested that in order to be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, you had to have some pots. You had to have some bread. Whereas the Gaonim Shita was that it's sufficient to have Mine Targima, sufficient to have some Mizonos, or it was sufficient to have even a Revius of Yayin, because the Revius of Yayin at least requires a chashav a bracha achrona of ala gefen, right? It's also, there are other reasons, because if you look in the Gemara, in the Sechas Brachos, they discuss in the beginning of the sixth parak, maybe you actually have to bench on wine. Because wine, there's certain statements in the psukim that indicate that Yayin fills you up also. So not just bread is considered to be soed, but yayin might also be considered to fill you up in certain things. So therefore, maybe even have to say birkas hamazon on bread. There's a shita in Tanaim that you have to say birkas hamazon on wine. There's a great line in the Tosfos. Tosfos on that Gemara asks a simple question. He says, if you look in the Gemara, right, I'm sure you guys have been to places where they bench ala kos, right? So Tosfos asked the question. He said, In the times of the Gemara, the implication was that you're always supposed to bench ala kos. In fact, all of the halachas that we have of koshel bracha come from the halachas. If you look in Shulchan Aruch by koshel bracha, it all comes from the halachas of birkas hamazon. Right? You think, oh, where do we look? Where am I going to look in Shulchan Aruch to find the halachas of koshel bracha? I'll look in Hilchos Kiddush. I'll look in Hilchos Sheva Brachos and Eben Ezer. Right? So it's not true. It's you look in Hilchos Birkas Hamazon, because that is the most common koshel bracha you'll find, right? Every time you bench, you have a koshel bracha. But not really. Bizmanenu, generally speaking, most people are only makbid to have a koshel bracha on benching, maybe on when they bench with a minion, for whatever reason. But really, it was mashma that every time you bench on a kos. So Tosfos asked the question, why is it that, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold, you're supposed to say Birkas Hamazon on a kos yayin? It's like, you're going to be benching for the rest of your life. He's like, what are you going to do? You're going to bench ala kos, then you're going to drink the wine, then you're going to have to bench again. Then you're going to have to bench ala kos. So you're just going to have this problem of benching for the rest of your life. So that's a cute kasha of Tosfos. So the answer, Tosfos answer very simply, that there's a difference between benching, benching because you sat down and drank wine as a form of a real sitting versus... you just had a koshel bracha, so you did some te'ima from the kos. That's not going to necessitate a benching, even according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But nevertheless, it's a cute thing. So the Gaonim at least take this to understand that you could even be yotzei kiddush makom suda on a kos, right? So on a revius of yad. Okay, so then we had the shita of Tosfos that you have to have bread. So the Beis Yosef wanted to suggest that it's not actually a machlokes between Tosfos and the Gaonim, and really Tosfos could agree with the Gaonim, but that's very hard to suggest that it's actually so. It's hard to suggest that Tosfos and the Gaonim really do agree, but nevertheless, that is a suggestion that's made by the Tosfos. Just to summarize the poskim on this, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch I gave you in source number 8, it's in Reish Ayin Gimel Sifei. So he quotes the Gaonim. Katzvu haGaonim, Had in Kiddush El Makom Suda, Afilu Achol Davar Muat. Just have to eat a little bit. O Shasa Kos Yayin Shechayv Olav Bracha. Yatzei De Kiddush Makom Suda, V'Gomer Suda Sava Makom Acher. So that's what we call nowadays eating at a Kiddush. Tosfos holds you can eat at the Kiddush. You don't have to say, well, I'm holding out for the Shitas HaTosfos. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's enough to eat a little bit or to drink a little bit of wine, and in that way you're yotzei kiddush makom suda, and then you can go eat anywhere you want. Avo peros lo, but peros is not enough. You can't be yotzei with You can't be yotze with just eating fruit, even the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. You can't have a bunch of figs or dates or whatever, and be yotze with that. That's not enough for kish makom suda, right? And the Rama adds ulefizeh hayamuter lemoa losandik lishtos mikol shalmila b'shabbes b'shachris. So you solved the problem. What was the problem? Go to a bris milah on Shabbos morning. So when do they do the bris milah in shul? They usually do it after davening, right? So you do the bris milah after davening, but nobody's made kiddush yet. So you're chayiv in kiddush. When do you become chayiv in kiddush in the morning? After Shachris, right? Because first, your first mitzvah of the day, it goes based on the order of the day. Meaning, let's say you wake up in the morning and you want to have a little something to eat or drink before davening. So first you have to contend with the halachos of eating and drinking before davening. Okay, let's assume you either don't care, which is, you know, I don't know. When I was growing up, in my home, it wasn't like a thing to have cake and coffee before davening on Shabbos morning. But then, like, sometimes I'd go to a friend's house and, like, that was, like, the ikker time for the Entenmann's, you know, and you ate Entenmann's cake once a week and it was Shabbos morning before davening. So I later in life I found out that's because it was always a friend who davened in a Nusach Sfarad shul. So I didn't know the correlation between davening Nusach Sfarad and eating cake before davening was that by the Hasidim they were less makbet not to eat before davening because you have to daven b'simcha and therefore they were makel to allow a Shabbos morning such a long davening, so you have to have a little bit of cake and whatever and some coffee before davening. So the irony of the situation is if the whole reason you're eating the Entenmann's cake before davening was because you're Hasidish, so then what are you eating Entenmann's cake for? You should be eating Kol Yisrael, no? So I thought that was a little bit iffy, but they're Hasidish for the coolers. So the bottom line is that there are some more makel, but aren't they also violating the issue of eating before kiddush? So not really, because you're not really chayiv in kiddush when you first wake up in the morning. The first mitzvah you're supposed to do is davening shachris. So that's what you're supposed to do first. So you shouldn't eat before shachris, but you're not violating the issue of eating before kiddush. You only chayiv in kiddush once you daven shachris, and therefore says the Rama, you're going to have a problem. You already daven shachris. Now you want to do the bris milah. So what are you supposed to do? So he says, well, I have a very simple solution for you. Very simple solution is that you're going to make the bracha and then drink a whole revius, right? Baruch Hashem, the mole's already done the milah by the time everybody's making the brachos. So if the mole wants to drink from some wine, and you're going to drink a whole revius of wine on an empty stomach, it's not necessarily, I would not recommend, you know, if Mir Tashem soon, you'll be parents, and you'll have to make a bris milah for your own son, and then, so I highly recommend not hiring a mole who's had more than a revius of wine prior to doing the milah first thing in the morning. So the good news is, this case, the mole, he's already done the milah, so now he can drink a revius of wine, and he's yotze both in one shot. He was yotze the brachos on the bris milah, right? You guys know what I'm talking about in terms of the wine. After you do the milah, you make a bar priagafa, and you say that special bracha asher kidash you did me beten, and then you drink the wine. So the Rama says that solves the problem of drinking before kiddush, because you could be yotze kiddush as well. What is kiddush on Shabbos morning? It's just bar priar gofen, right? Whatever we add to the kiddush, that's you know, just to make it more gishmak, but that's not really part of the kiddush. So just to say bar priar gofen in the morning is no big deal, and then you yotze both with one shot. You yotze kiddush, and then there's no issue to drink before kiddush because you're having kish makom suda by drinking revius. Yeah. Right, he says the minig is not so. So it seems like we're not completely sold by the kula of the Geonim. We try not to. If there's a better way out of it, so we try to get away from it. We try to. But Lamaisa, if you're, yesterday I talked about the reservations that I have with giving children to drink from Havdalah, from Kiddush, etc. So if you're one of the people who thinks that you're not actually solving the problem by giving things to children, so then you may be better off drinking Rabbi's. Yeah.
So all of your reservations are all
the more so
in a case like this.
Yeah.
You have to have das enough to know that they mostly other people.
Yeah.
Like for sure, by the team.
This is a minig that dates back to the Rishonim, so it's not so easily shrugged off. But so it's worth discussing that particular minig in its own context to try to figure out how you can be matzdik it. But nevertheless, that's the minig that the Ramah quotes. But if you wanted a simpler halachic solution, you could be somech on the sheet of the Gaonim, right? Okay, so. So if you look on source number 9, just the Magen Avraham points out that that's actually not the right. So he says over there that the Magen Avraham points out you have to have a kezias, right? You have to have a kezias of Isa. The Shulchan Aruch says lechem. We use it to include pasa b'kisnin as well. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, he points out in the Sefer Ma'aserav shekosav agra. Af bekiddush hayom lo yemekadish el b'makom su'uda gemura velo mine targimo yayin. So the Vilna Gaon shita was that you don't eat mizonos, you don't drink wine, you try to wash. You wash on a significant amount of bread, right? What's the minimal amount of bread that you wash on with a bracha? You guys never washed before? So I'll give you a hint. It's not the little, like, the bird seed that they put in the bowl, you know, next to the washing station. That's not always the best move to wash on that bread, but you're supposed to wash with a bracha on a kibetza or more of bread. The reason for that is that a ochel is only metame tumas ochlim if it's more than a kibetza. So for whatever reason, that's based on the takanam, the tilas yadayim, should only wash on a kibetza or more of bread. And if you're eating a kezias, so it's really a suffix. You really, if you're eating it together, the whole big meal, so then probably, you know, you could wash with a bracha also. But if you're eating a kezias only, you should try to eat a kibetza of bread, which is not so much bread, just for the record. It's, it's not talking about like Leil HaSeder kezesim that you have 62 matzahs as one kezias. Like we're talking about real kezesim. You know, it could be makel on the size of a kibetza of bread. So that's what you wash with the bracha, because you definitely chayav to wash tilas yadayim according to all opinions. You're eating more than a kibetza of bread. So you're going to have a kibetza of bread, you know, a nice slice of challah. One slice of challah is probably, a kibetza or more. So then, one roll certainly is more. But you should, so the gra shita was, you should wash. And so the gra did not invent this shita. This is the shita of Tosfos. Tosfos, perhaps the Rosh as well. And yesterday we tried to explain that the idea was, how do you view Kiddush Makom Suda? Do you view Kiddush Makom Suda that the Kiddush is enhancing the meal? The fact that you're having a Shabbos meal, you have Oneg, and now you're going to be Koveya Suda, and for the sake of Oneg Shabbos, so you want to start that off with Kiddush. You want to be, what's the best way to be Koveya a suuda in honor of Shabbos? So that's by making Kiddush, right? So you're announcing that it's Shabbos with the Kiddush, and then you start the Shabbos meal. You're being Mekayim Din of Oneg Shabbos. So if you hold that that's the pshat in Kiddush Makom Suda, so it's really the Kiddush is there to enhance the meal. So obviously it has to be a real meal that you can be Yotzei Oneg Shabbos with, right? If you just have Mine Targima, if you just have Yayin, you're not being Yotzei Oneg Shabbos, and therefore you can't do Kiddush Makom Suda with just a little bit of mezonos. So the irony is, you can't be Yotze Kiddush, according to this, you can't be Yotze Kiddush at a Kiddush. Right? You actually have to wash and bench at that meal in order to be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda. Whereas, according to the Gaonim, perhaps Kiddush Makom Suda is not about enhancing the meal, it's about giving chashivas to the Kiddush. Right? So it's... So according to that, you don't have to have a whole meal to give chashivas to the Kiddush. You just have to do something to show that the Kiddush is not some haphazard, awry type of endeavor. Rather, it's something chashiv. You're not just like walking down the street and you're like, oh, you have a little flask of whiskey in your pocket or a flask of wine in your pocket, so you're just going to make a quick kiddush and chug it down. That's not appropriate for the mitzvah of kiddush, and therefore we have to have it in the place of a seuda, and that seuda doesn't have to be a full meal that you're yotzei the mitzvah of onig Shabbos with. It's just something that can bolster the chashivas of the kiddush a little bit. That's sufficient. So that is the sheet of the Gaonim, and in Lechora it's totally in the two svaras that we saw in the Rashbam. Right, it's, the Rashbam said maybe one source is the pasuk the karasa l'shabbos oneg, right? The makam kriya shamtehe oneg. You should be yotzei the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos together with your kiddush. So that sounds like you have to have a bread meal, which you can be yotzei oneg Shabbos. You can be yotzei oneg Shabbos with, and therefore you have to have a real seuda together with the kiddush. Whereas the second idea of the Rashbam was just a svara that you shouldn't have the kiddush be on its own. Right, that's the svar of kiddush makom seuda. Okay, so we left off yesterday with this shaila of can you have a kiddush, not kiddush, you must have kiddush on Friday night. Can you have a kiddush on Friday night? As I mentioned, that I heard that one of the prominent Jewish neighborhoods started a practice of actually making a kiddush in shul on Friday night. And I pointed out that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was opposed to this practice, ad kedei kach, that he assered people in his yeshiva from making kiddush on Leil Simchas Torah. Said, we're going to have long akafos. Doesn't matter. Leil Simchas Torah, the minhag Yisrael is, we don't make a kiddush on Leil Shabbos or Leil Yom Tov. And therefore, he forbade making a kiddush on Leil Simchas Torah. You want to have some kiddush on Yom Simchas Torah, we'll make it on that. But Leil Simchas Torah, you're not allowed to have a kiddush. That was based on the concept that that's not the minhag Yisrael. Now you could argue, like, well, why is there a minhag Yisrael not to have a kiddush on Friday night? What do you think? Why is there such a minhag Yisrael not to have a kiddush on Friday night? Yeah, I don't think that's there. I think the same amount of people come to shul Friday night or come to shul Shabbos day. Yeah, you think there are fewer people in shul Friday night? Not, I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about I don't think that's the reason, though. Well, if you think about the practicality of it, so, A, if it's not the winter months, you have a limited amount of time to go home and eat. You can't, like, if you show up, you know, there are people in my neighborhood who go to davening, they go to two kiddushes after davening, and then they show up at home at, like, 12:30, 1 o'clock, fully, you know, holding by Achila Gasa at that point, you know, and then they sit down to a big meal. So besides the fact that that will kill you eventually, it's bad midos to your family also to basically say, like, okay, I went and I ate somewhere and now I'm home to eat all the food that my wife worked hard to prepare, or my mother in the case of, you know, people living at home. So it's not appropriate behavior regardless, but nevertheless, that's also the showing up more than half drunk, not good behavior either. Doesn't matter how old you are, being drunk makes you a drunkard. I like to say very often that you go to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and they want to take a lot of things away. They want to take away a lot of the high school practices, but for some reason they decided that they're going to leave the drinking where it is. So they say it used to be that when you drank in high school you were being a punk. But now you're being a chassid, or you're having a fabrengen. Like, no, you're a drunkard. Like, that's, drinking makes you a drunkard. It's not appropriate in any circumstance other than, a certain percent, a certain amount for simchas yantiv, a certain amount for, you know, kol shel bracha, simcha shel mitzvah. But, like, if you get drunk, it's because you're a drunkard. And you can tell, you know, it's not appropriate behavior for a ben Torah to get drunk. I don't care if you draw a beard and payas on Johnny Walker and, you dunk your bottle of Glenlivet 18 in the mikvah. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't, if you're an adult, you want to have a drink, you know, to enjoy the flavor of the wine or the whiskey. I'm very I think that's perfectly fine to enjoy, but to get to the point that you're becoming drunk is never a permissible Jewish behavior. But nevertheless, it's a problem in today's society with kiddushes. So you could say that just practically, okay, so the women of Klal Yisrael are more permissive of their husbands showing up full and drunk, you know, to the house when there's a whole long day ahead of them, and you know they could still sit down to a meal, and they're not so permissive of that on a Friday night because they worked hard and everybody's hungry. And if you show up late after having gone to a kiddush, you're going to show up at 9, 10 o'clock at night. So none of the wives are ever going to put up with that. So you could say that just it's not practical. A second lack of practicality is the text of the nighttime kiddush versus the text of the daytime kiddush. The text of the nighttime kiddush is a whole nusach, right? Asher kiddushanu tzav ratzavanu, right? So you can't make that bracha whenever you feel like it. You can make that bracha once, right? So you can't just go around making. But what's the text of the daytime kiddush? Borei pri hagafen. So you can make that bracha anytime you want, right? So so to make that bracha more than once in a day, you can go to one place. You can make a bar priya gafen. You can drink it, and then you can go somewhere else. Make a bar priya gafen. Go somewhere else. Make a bar priya gafen. Right. So it's not a problem. So just practically speaking, it's not shaykh to have a kiddush on a Friday night, where it is shaykh to have a kiddush on a Shabbos morning. So that's another simple reason why the minhag developed. However, Rav Soloveitchik had a very interesting chiddush, and he suggested that actually maybe it's usur me'ikar hadin to make a kiddush on Friday night, whereas it wouldn't be usur to make a kiddush on Shabbos day. And yesterday we pointed out that this would also help us, we who enjoy going to kiddushes, so it would also help us feel less guilty about eating at a kiddush. Mentioned the shita of Tosfos, the shita of the Gra, that one shouldn't really eat at a kiddush unless they're going to wash and bench. So you don't feel so gishmak by going to a kiddush now and eating a mezonah. So listen, you could do worse than being somech on the shita of the Gaonim. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the psak of the Ramah. So okay, if you live your whole life and all you do is follow the Piskei Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, you're doing pretty well for yourself. And that's a point, but in order to understand maybe a better reason why it's okay to eat at a kiddush, perhaps let's look at the second set of makoros that I handed out. So let's just take a step back and try to figure out what is the essence and the function of kiddush. When we make kiddush, what are we actually doing? So I'll give you the short version of this, but if you get a chance to actually go through these makoros, it's very worthwhile. So if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, so we specifically say that you're being mazkir b'knisaso uvitziyaso, right? And specifically, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, lemor dvarim b'knisaso uvitziyaso nizkor bom Godel hayom hazeh uma'alaso vehevdelo mishar hayamim hakodmim imenu v'habayim acharav. So what is the goal of kiddush? To specifically mention the special nature of Shabbos and how it's above and how it's separate from the other days of the week. So it's not enough. By the way, the Rabbi Kiva, people like to quote Rabbi Kiva Eger's chiddush, that just by saying good Shabbos, you might be yotze kiddush doraisa. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos would not agree with that. The Rambam saying you have to specifically say that Shabbos is a special day. It's a better day. It's a different day than the rest of the week. Right, or some try to touch up the Rikivei. So he says Shabbos Atava. So you're not really saying good Shabbos. You're saying Shabbos is good, right? So if you're saying Shabbos is good, maybe that's enough. Probably still the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos wouldn't agree with that, because he says you have to say it's different than other days. There's a kedusha to the Shabbos. So probably you're not yotze kiddush d'oraisa with that, but nevertheless. That is the mitzvah of kiddush, to specifically announce the godless of the Shabbos and the Shabbos is here, it's coming, and why it is. I don't know if you're familiar with this idea, but when I was a kid, so they used to have a lot of cartoons where the king was coming, so they always had the guy who would announce the king is coming, and he would have like a trumpet with a long banner hanging from the trumpet, and they would blow the trumpets, and they're like, hear ye, the king is arriving. So that's how I always understood the Rambam's mitzvah of Kiddush. And the Rambam not only says that it's about announcing the coming of the Shabbos, but the Rambam actually holds you could be Yotzei this mitzvah before Shabbos actually comes in. You could be Yotzei Kiddush before Shabbos even starts, because it's not about announcing that it is currently Shabbos, as long as you're within shouting distance of Shabbos. Let's say, as long as it's after Plaga Mincha on Friday afternoon, so you can announce the Shabbos, and it's a relevant announcement. If you announce the Shabbos on Tuesday, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, because it's not a relevant announcement, like Shabbos is in a few days. So what are you Yotzei? If you announce Shabbos on Tuesday, what mitzvah might you be Yotzei? That's true, I didn't think of that. If you announce that it's not Shabbos on Tuesday, maybe you're not, maybe Yotzei Abdullah, right. What else? What else could you be Yotzei if you announce the Shabbos on Tuesday? Well, we do it every morning. The Shlo HaKadosh instituted that before you, it's not even the Shlo, maybe it's there's another Sefer called Kitzer Shlo. It was not written by Rabbi Shaya Horowitz, the Shlo. The Sefer Shlo stands for Shnei Luchos HaBris. So he's Rabbi Shaya Horowitz. There's another Sefer called Kitzer Shlo, which has a lot of things in it that the Shlo doesn't have. I think the Kitzer Shalah is the first one who said you're supposed to start saying the paragraph Hayom Yom Revi Bashabbos, right? I think before that there was a minhag to say the Shir Shal Yom, but they would just say the Shir Shal Yom. They would just say that parak of Tehillim that constitutes the Shir Shal Yom. They wouldn't say this line Hayom Yom whatever Bashabbos. So I think the Kitzer Shalah points out that it could be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos by announcing that today is Wednesday. But Jews don't call it Wednesday. We call it Yom Revi'i Bashabbos. Why? Because all of the Jewish days only have chashivus insofar as how they relate to Shabbos. So today is the fourth day of the week. What is the week? The week is the Shabbos. The Shabbos is the marker of the week, and it's Yom Revi'i Bashabbos. So it's the fourth day in its relationship to Shabbos. And therefore, you're Yotzei the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos every day. That's why some have pointed out that it's kind of silly to say Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos Hayulav Alvim Amam Veis HaMikdash, because you're already saying Mizmor Shele Yom HaShabbos. There's no mitzvah of Dafka to give Kavod to the Shabbos by announcing that today is Shabbos. You already did that formally in Kiddush. You're doing it formally in the Shir Shal Yom itself. Okay, but the minig is to say Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh anyway, even though it doesn't necessarily make much sense. But nevertheless, that's a way that you can actually be Yotzei these things all Kavod Shabbos all week long. But that's not the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush is it has to be announced around the beginning time of Shabbos and not too early. That's the Rashita of the Rambam. But if you take a look in source number 6, the Ramban says something different. The Ramban says that I'm not going to go through it now, but if you get a chance, it's very, very kedai. This is the Ramban al Torah on the pasuk of Zochares Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. The Ramban says, no, who's Mekadesh the Shabbos? Who gives Kedusha to the Shabbos? God, right? God gives Kedusha to the Shabbos. As opposed to what? As opposed to Yantif, where we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, because we give chashivas and kedusha to the yantif by being mekadesh the chodesh, right? When Jewish people are mekadesh the chodesh, we're the ones who give importance to the day of the month, which makes it yantif. However, the kedusha Shabbos comes from Shemayim. That's not our kedusha to give. That's why we say Baruch Atah Hashem mekadesh haShabbos. We don't say right mekadesh Yisrael veHashabbos. We say mekadesh Yisrael veYom Hazikaron, mekadesh Yisrael Yom HaKippurim, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim, right? Why? Because we're saying that Hashem, the Gemara Brachah says, it's not my fetish, we give Kedusha to Yisrael, who in turn gives Kedusha to this particular time period. But Shabbos is just Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. You're the one who gives Kedusha to the Shabbos, not us. Okay? So Hashem gives the Kedusha to the Shabbos. So then what's Kiddush all about, asks the Ramban. He says that Kiddush is sort of he gives a mashal of the Beis Din announcing the Yovel. And he's saying that even though the Yovel sets in on its own, still there's a special mitzvah for the Beis Din to announce it. The Beis Din, so he says that's actually something we do once a week. even though Hashem brought all the Kedusha to the Shabbos, still there's a mitzvah for the Jewish people on this world to announce that Kedusha and to sort of add their Kedusha to the Kedusha that Hashem brought in. It's like we're being like shutfin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kedusha HaShabbos, even though obviously we don't have the ability to give Kedusha to the Shabbos, it's already there, but there's a special mitzvah for us to quote-unquote be mishtatev with the Ribbono Shel Olam to give Kedusha to the Shabbos. It's like us doing, we're going to do on this world what Hashem did in the Olamos HaElyonim. That he's going to do what he did in the upper worlds, that we are mirroring his Kedusha HaShabbos in this world. So that's the Ramban's shita as to what the essence of the Kiddush is all about. And that's you can find this if you look at on that particular sheet in source number 8. You know what? Let's hold off on that for a second. So let's go to the Rambam in Chav Tes Yud in source number 7 based on that. Mishan eskaven the kaddish al yayin b'leile shavs v'shachach v'not al yadam kodem shei kaddish arezim mekaddish al apas v'enum mekaddish al yayin. So you have a weird situation. Let's say somebody forgot to make kiddish on wine, so he can make kiddish on bread, right? Since he already did netilas yadayim. So the first part of the Rambam wasn't so relevant to us, but now comes the part that we're talking about. What about the daytime Kiddush? So we said there's this machlokes about the nighttime Kiddush, which everybody agrees is Doraisa. The Rambam says, what about the daytime Kiddush? What's that all about? So there's a mitzvah to be mekaddish by day also, kodem sheyisod se'uda shniya, before you have the second meal. Vizehu hanikra kiddusha rabba, that's called kiddusha rabba. What does kiddusha rabba mean? What? The big Kiddush. Kiddusha Rabbah, the great Kiddush, right? That's the story the Gemara has with Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi went to a certain place that he'd never been before, and they said, oh, Rav Ashi, the Gadol Hador, is here. Let's be mechabed him with Kiddusha Rabbah. Let's let him make the great Kiddush. And he's thinking, oh, what great Kiddush? Where I come from, we just say Baruch Priya Gafen. So he didn't want, he was embarrassed. He's like, I don't want to admit that. I don't even know what they're talking about. So he's like, all right, I'll start it off. And then they'll help me, you know. They'll. So he's like, all right, I'll say Baruch Priya Gafen, and then we'll take it from there. So he said Baruch Hashem Ogen Machalom Baruch Priya Gafen, and then he saw there was a zakin in the back who he had his own little kos of wine together. You know, Rav Ashi had the kos, and he had a kos. So as soon as he heard Baruch Priya Gafen, then he drank. So Rav Ashi understood that it's a euphemism, that it's the little Kiddush. So they want to insult Kiddush, so we call it the big Kiddush, but it's really the little Kiddush, right? So. So that's Kiddusha Rabbah during the day, says the Rambam. Mevarech bar priya gafen bilvad v'shosev v'achar kach yitol yada v'yisov. Drink some wine, make a bar priya gafen, drink some wine, and then you can have a meal. V'asur lo la'adam sheyitom klum kodem sheyikadish. Right? And you can't eat anything before this Kiddush. Can't eat anything before Kiddush. V'gam Kiddush zeh lo ye'el b'makam suda. And you need Kiddush makam suda. So the Rambam says, there is a Kiddush during the day, it's just Baruch Priya Gafen, you need Kiddush Makam Suda, and you can't eat before Kiddush. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? B'chaye Roshi, right? Chaye Roshi is like a Lashon Shavua, like, oh my gosh. You know, Im Misvara Amra Lo Savar Miyam of Svara Pchusa Mizu. This is one of the more biting Ravids. There are some of them that are like respectful, and some of them are just, he's very, very upset. So this is one of the very, very upset ones. He's like, if the Rambam made this up, misvara, he has never said a worse svara than this. Ulefisha karu kedusha rabba yatzalo. Meino klum. The Rambam was probably confused by the term kedusha rabba. He's like, oh, they call it the big Kiddush, so he gave it this halacha, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. It's like, why? Veino klum, that's nothing. I don't understand. You were already yotzei the mitzvah kiddush. Why aren't you allowed to eat before kiddush in general? Because why can't you eat in general? There's a concept when you have a mitzvah that you have to do right now. You're not allowed to eat beforehand, right? Because we want you to do the mitzvah first thing. Okay, so you did the mitzvah. You know when you did it? Last night. The mitzvah kiddush was last night. So there's no. What are you talking about? You can't eat before kiddush today. What, you can even The second argument is not such a strong argument, but he says that you could be yotze kiddush hayom on bread also, and you could eat. So I don't want to go through the rest of the little line in the Ravid, but he's very upset at the Rambam. He's like, this is a ridiculous idea, that to say you can't eat before Kiddush during the day is absolutely foolish. It's like you already did the mitzvah of Kiddush at night, so then what does the Ravid hold as the function of Kiddush during the day? So if you look at the next source, this is the Maram Chalava in Psachim. He was a Talmud of the Ramban also, like the Rashman, the Ritva, etc. They're from all that they call the Beit Midrash HaSfaradi, right? The Sfaradi Beis Medrash. They're all from the Spanish, less than Sfaradi, as in like we say Sfaradi nowadays, usually Middle Eastern. But Sfaradi, as in like the Ramban, means actually from Sfarad, from Spain, right? So Maram Chalava was one of the great Talmidim of the Ramban in Spain. And he writes, Harambam kasav she'asur liton klum kodem kiddush zeh shel yom kmo b'kiddush ha'layla ve'ein ha'machuvar. I don't agree. I think he's wrong. De'ein zeh kiddush mamish. This is not a real kiddush. Kvar niskadosh yom pamachas v'lo matzanu l'kiddush based in l'layla l'yom ela shachachamim tiknu l'kvo asuda so alayayin u'maskame le'akra u'masamche le'akra al midrabanu l'kach mutar liton. So notice right away, the Maram Chalava has an interesting lashon there. Look at the lashon that he says. Kvar niskadosh hayom v'lo matzanu l'kiddush based in l'layla u'l'yom. So he's saying it over like his Rebbe, the Ramban. He's like, the Ramban suggested, right? The Ramban suggested that it's like when the Beis Din is Mekadesh, the Yovel. They make an announcement, it's Yovel now. So they don't have to come back tomorrow and make another announcement that it's Yovel. Once you announced it, you announced it. So really, the argument that there's no such, the Kiddush HaYom is different by definition than the Kiddush HaLayla, that's based on the Svar of the Ramban. The Svar of the Ramban is that the whole point of the Kiddush is to be Mekadesh the day, to sanctify the day. Once you've sanctified it once, there's no inyan to go ahead and sanctify it again. You hear? So he says, so what is the point of Kiddush during the day? So he writes, right, that Shechacham tiknu likvo asuda so alayayim. We just want to have a kavias su'udah on wine, meaning gives more chashivas to the meal. But at the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal. It's not a kiddush unto itself. It has a totally different function than last night's kiddush. Right? So, l'chora, this is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Why you can't eat for kiddush during the day, or can you eat? According to the Rambam, he holds that what is the essence of kiddush at night? It's about announcing that it's Shabbos, giving chashivas to the Shabbos by making the announcement. It doesn't have to be on Shabbos. It could be before Shabbos a little bit, right? But making that announcement, that's what the mitzvah of Kiddush is all about. So therefore, it makes sense to be metaking a similar Kiddush derabbanon during the day, because it's still Shabbos. So the Rabbanon said, min haTorah, you only have to announce it at the beginning and at the end. But midrabbanan, we want to also remind ourselves of this in the middle. Make another announcement in the middle. Right? You blow the trumpets again. By the way, the king is still here. In case you were wondering, if the king is here, he is here. And it's a similar function to the kiddush at the beginning and the end. And therefore, it has the same halachos as kiddush on Friday night. You can't eat before kiddush on Friday night. Can't eat before kiddush Shabbos day. But according to the Ramban and his followers, the function of kiddush Friday night is to sanctify the day. It's like we are adding kedusha to the day on our end. So once you've added kedusha to the day, we don't find anywhere that you add additional kedusha while it's still the day. And by the way, that's also l'chora why the Rambam and the Ramban argue whether Havdalah is Doraisa. You hear? Because what's Havdalah? Havdalah, according to the Rambam, it's the same thing as Kiddush. It's announcing, da-da-da-da, the king is leaving. right? It's giving chashivas to the Shabbos by making him an announcement that he's leaving. According to the Ramban, you don't announce there's no more kedusha. Like, you don't make that announcement. You don't do something to remove the kedusha. The kedusha is just gone. So that's why the Ramban holds that kiddush is not zochres yom Shabbos. I'm sorry, havdalah is not zochres yom Shabbos lekadsho. Kiddush is zochres yom Shabbos lekadsho. You sanctify the day. You don't remove the sanctity from the day. You hear? So that's lechora the machlokus. The Ramban says, why are you making kiddush Shabbos morning? Because you want to give some chashivas to the second meal of Shabbos by being koveya suda layayim. But there's nothing inherently valuable about this kiddush. And therefore, if you want to eat before Kiddush, eat before Kiddush. That's why the Ravid was so upset at the Rambam's understanding that you can't eat before Kiddush. Yeah? The Ramban? I don't think so. Because even though in that way it's similar to Tosfos, but overall, because he doesn't have a quote-unquote high opinion of this Kiddush. So he's saying that it's there to enhance the meal. It's true. So I want to get back to that in a second, though. I want to get back. But I think he still says you could be Yotzei Kiddush because the Kiddush is not such a big deal. You could be Yotzei the Kiddush even with Mizonos or something like that. But I want to get back to that, what you're saying now. I think that it is relevant in 1 second. So, yeah, another thing? Midrabanan, there's a mitzvah that they wanted you to, you know, to make an announcement on the far end of the day. Just, I mean, it makes sense to announce that the kedusha is leaving, meaning minat Torah. It doesn't serve the same function, but midrabanan, it makes sense to make a similar, you know, a reverse kiddush announcement at the end. But that's not what the Torah mandates. That's just, you know. The Rambam says, sure. I mean, we saw, if you look in Perakhov Tess in the Rambam, right at the beginning, Perakhov Tess Alacha Aleph, he says, V'tzarech lazkira lezachreya b'knisaso v'tziyasa. You have to mention it both when it enters and when it leaves. Because he holds it's essentially the exact same thing. Okay, so now I just want to give you the punchline here. And try to explain why we're maybe less makbid on Kiddush Makom Suda during the day. So Rav Soloveitchik put this together and he said, why is it that we are somech on the Shitas HaGeonim during the daytime? We're somech on the Shitas HaGeonim, we'll eat at a Kiddush. So is it really so obvious that we should be, holding like the Geonim against Tosfos? Maybe we should be machmir like the Tosfos and the Gra, that we should only make a kiddush if there's going to be a hamotzi there. So he suggested the following idea. He said that when we make kiddush during the day, really you have a sveik sveika. You have a sveik sveika. Suffix number one, maybe the geonim are right. Maybe Tosfos is right. So maybe it's enough to have a revius of yayin, maybe it's enough to have mizonos, and that's fine. Or maybe no. Maybe really you have to have bread. So that's suffix number one. Suffix number two, maybe the Rambam is right, and you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Or maybe the Ravid and the Maram Chalava are right, that you are allowed to eat before Kiddush. Here? So you have a sveik sveika that it's mutter to eat at the kiddush. Because let's say Tosfos is really right. Let's say Tosfos is right and you're not actually yotzei kiddush at the kiddush. Did you do something wrong? So according to the Ravid, you still did nothing wrong because you're allowed to eat as much as you want before kiddush. Right? You're allowed to eat as much as you want before Kiddush, according to the Ravid. So therefore, you can rely on this Sveik Sveika to eat at the Kiddush without making a Motzi. Because Because maybe Tosfos is right, and you have to make Hamotzi, but maybe not. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch is right, and like the Shitas HaGaonim, that it's enough to have Mizonos. And even if he's wrong, you still could rely on the Shita of the Ravid. That's why we're Makel during the day. Interestingly, that's probably why the Gra is not Makel. The Gra does not do, he doesn't hedge. The Gra's style in Psak Halach is that he gives a definitive Psak. He doesn't hedge Piske Halacha. So therefore, he doesn't say, maybe this guy's right, maybe that guy. No, he says, no, this is how we pass him. He had a Hachra Vadois. Yeah, so that's but Rav Soloveitchik is saying that's probably the source of the Minhag HaOlam that we eat at Kiddushes and we ignore the Shita of Tosfos. That's point number one. However, so Nafkamina number one from that, if that's the pshat, so Nafkamina number one is going to be, okay, so I ate at the Kiddush, now I'm home for lunch, what do I do? Should make Kiddush again. Why should I make Kiddush again? Right, because if I was going to the Kiddush and eating because I would say the Gaonim are right, the Gaonim are correct, so then I was already Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. But if my reason was that I was eating Somech on a Sveik Sveika, so then I can't be Somech on it Benoget to being Yotzei Kiddush. I should make Kiddush again when I get home. Because maybe I wasn't Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda, maybe Tosfos is really right. And what you said, right? Also, even according, if I was being somech on the shita of the Ravid, that you can eat before Kiddush, so if the Maram Chalava is right, and that's the pshat in the Ravid, I should really be koveya seuda alayai. And also, so if the whole goal of the daytime Kiddush, and the reason I was lenient to eat before Kiddush, was because the whole purpose of Kiddush is to be koveya seuda alayayin, so then I should really be koveya my main seuda alayai. It just makes sense. So even if you hold that you were okay with eating before Kiddush, you should be koveya seuda alayayin later on. So there's a double reason why when you get home after the Kiddush, you should make Kiddush again once you get home. So that's if this are you. Nafkamina number two is, can I make a Kiddush on Friday night? So based on what we said yesterday, you shouldn't make a Kiddush on Friday night because that's against the Minhag Yisrael. But Rav Soloveitchik suggests maybe it's not just the Minhag Yisrael. Maybe it's actually usher to have a Kiddush on Friday night. Why? Because you don't have a Sveik Sveik on Friday night. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Friday night. So there's only that one suffix. Do we paskin like the Gaonim? Or do we paskin like... Tosfos, right? So if you hold that there's only one suffix on Friday night, you don't have the right to just rely on the Shitas HaGaonim and to make a Kiddush with Mizonos or Hagafen on Friday night. So therefore, you really shouldn't make a Kiddush on Friday, besides the practical reasons we outlined at the beginning, but you really shouldn't do it because halakhically, it's not necessarily an appropriately valid practice. Again, that's Rav Soloveitchik's analysis. I think it's a very, very excellent way to learn sugya. I just, nice at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch does say we pass on like the Gaon. So, to say for sure that it's usur to make a Kiddush on Friday night, I wouldn't go so far. You are being somech on the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, again, like I said before, you could do worse than to be somech on the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. You know, but nevertheless, it's highly. I would highly recommend against it. A, because of the minig, and B, because of this halachic analysis. Yeah. Well, eating before Kiddush wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa.
But it's like eating before Kiddush
is d'oraisa, but eating before Kiddush is d'rabban. Okay. So that's basically what I wanted to say about Kiddush Makom Suda. For the guys who are leaving and or staying.